I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. There's been a cyber attack on computers at a Georgia courts agency. Officials say the attack was discovered over the weekend and is suspected to have come from a foreign country. They also say the attacker is demanding a ransom payment. The agency says that it has quarantined the servers and shut off the network to the outside. The Georgia Administrative Office of the Courts maintains court documents, provides computer applications to some local courts, and publishes guidance on court operations. All GeorgiaCourts.gov websites are inaccessible. A court spokesperson tells the AJC that no personal information was compromised. And a new law takes effect this week that raises the minimum marriage age in Georgia. More from GPB's Stephen Fowler.
The new law raises the age from 16 to 17. Republican Andy Welch of McDonough says he filed the bill to protect minors from potential abuse or exploitation. Those 17-year-olds getting married will also have to complete 6 hours of premarital counseling and become emancipated from their parents. The law also prohibits them from marrying anyone older than 21. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
A spokeswoman for former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has rejected a plea deal. Jenna Garland declined the plea offer Monday during a court appearance. She now faces a possible trial on criminal accusations of violating Georgia's open records law. Garland is accused of advising another city spokeswoman in 2017 to delay providing information requested by Atlanta station WSB-TV. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Garland has pleaded not guilty. Her attorney told the newspaper her client did not violate the law. Authorities say this criminal case against someone accused of violating the Opens Record Law is the first of its kind in Georgia. And in an historic vote, the Atlanta City Council has passed a ban on smoking and vaping at the world's busiest airport, along with several other public places. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
Smoking was already restricted in Georgia by a law passed in 2005, limiting indoor smoking to enclosed private rooms with independent airflow systems. This ordinance goes further. It bans smoking at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, as well as most bars and restaurants. Some places would still be exempt, including outdoor serving areas, tobacco and vape shops, cigar bars, and other establishments that ban minors. If Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms signs the legislation, it would go into effect on January 2nd. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Air Force says it's investigating after a fighter jet from Georgia's Moody Air Force Base struck a bird and dropped three dummy bombs used for training over northern Florida. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage after the 25-pound non-explosive training munitions were dropped Monday afternoon by an A-10C Thunderbolt II jet. The base said a bird strike had caused an inadvertent release of the three dummy bombs. The Air Force said it didn't know where the training bombs landed, but the suspected area is near Suwannee Springs in northern Florida. The dummy bombs, though inert, do contain a small pyrotechnic charge. And in sports, Atlanta Braves star Ronald Acuna Jr. will be on display during baseball's All-Star Weekend as a participant in the Home Run Derby. Acuna and seven other stars will compete in the home run hitting contest next Monday, the day before the All-Star game. Three Braves will represent Atlanta during the game: Acuna, Freddie Freeman, and pitcher Mike Soroka. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.